I play a lot, you know, professionally. And so I'm sort of always, I've always got a guitar in my hand. So I guess for, you know, the best answer would be I'm kind of always practicing. Whether I'm in a professional situation, I tend to not have the kind of time to set, you know, hours per day and do that. I just have to sort of squeeze in certain things. I'll have, sometimes I'm either writing a tune or I'm working on a thing or learning something, and I will just incorporate that into my day, whatever's going on. And so in that regard, it's kind of all, there's always something churning, you know. Practice? Sort of similar thing, you work a lot too.
Yeah, I don't practice. I don't sit down and write, but I end up doing a lot of playing like that as well. I try to work things in.
Usually, like, I think most professionals, I mean, I'm not always in shape. You know, I have to warm up when I get out of the case this morning. But there's a general kind of just constant flow of what I know I need to work on. There's certain aspects of things that I feel sort of improve, or I feel like need improvement, you know, as it goes. And I think that's probably true of any player at any level. It's the goal is to always just keep a sense of build at play, you know. Whether that means 2 hours a day or 30 minutes a day for, you know, so it just depends on, you know, the goal is to constantly sort of keep moving forward, so.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How can you take strides and strength, forward up,
forward
down?
Specifically, my pick kind of angles down this way a little bit. You look at the bevel of the pick, sort of angles that way, and if you move that angle down towards the string, it's kind of, yeah, that's where I like to get more of the meat of the pick inside the string there, versus more straight on is straight up and down is that. Get more of the side of the pick that I'm talking about. Rounder sound. And again, it's also coming, the angle of my right hand coming into the guitar all sort of works its way back down into that similar kind of angle too. So all that's the weight of the arm. It's like this. That's where you pull most of your tone from, is just side of the pick there with the hand kind of naturally, you know, the wrist is raised above. There's sort of a whole system of angles working here. I am sort of pushing through the strings, not pushing down into the guitar. Sort of the rest stroke, which is where the pick will rest against the string under the string you're playing. So I'm playing open D, the pick hits the third string under it. And so forth. And the same when you're coming up. The goal, the basic of my idea is to try to keep as much of the pick inside the strings as possible. And that's what the technique has developed around that, as opposed to if I were more flatter, you know, you get more of an up and down kind of thing. And that sort of sounds like it. As opposed. So, for me, again, it's bigger pictures of feeling and tone. I'll play a couple more. There's one that's somebody mentioned some classical stuff a minute ago. And, here's an original thing, kind of based on some kind of pick and cross picking